Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Bella Kidman, and if you're anything like me, you've probably heard the saying, good management teams equals good companies. And who better in a management team than the founders of the companies themselves? Well, today, we're putting that theory to the test, and we'll be discussing five founder-led Aussie mid-cap stocks. To talk to me about it today, I'm joined by Catherine Alfrey from Wavestone and Bruce Williams from Elston. Bruce, I'll start with you. We'll start off with SEEK, founded by the Bassett brothers out of Melbourne. CEO is still Andrew Bassett. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a sell for us. Basically, we think from a valuation perspective, it's too high, especially considering they sold a large portion of their Xiaopin investment.
Catherine, SEEK just keeps running. It's up 50% in the last 12 months. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a sell for us as well. I think actually it's a cyclical, and you've got to actually look at the business in 2022 and back out the investments part of the business, which is mark to market, and you're left with a business that's about $10 billion in market cap. They've got loss-making operations in South America, and Asia's not performing particularly well, and it's trading, as Bruce was saying, on about 45 times free cash flow, which is just way too expensive.
Well, nothing like naming a company after yourself. Next up, we've got Goodman Group, founded by Gregory Goodman. Buy, hold or sell?
Look, it's a hold. I would actually put Goodman's in one of those categories if there's a market sell-off and there's a top five Australian stocks you want to buy and own for the long term, Goodman's is definitely there. You know, it's one of those companies, it's leveraged to industrial property, which continues to grow thanks to Amazon and our love of e-commerce and online shopping. And they're the big beneficiary of those industrial sheds. And Goodman has done a completely successful job over many, many years. So, but for me, it's a hold.
Goodman Group's up about 40% in the last 12 months, smashing their pre-COVID highs. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a hold for us as well. A lot of the same reasons for Catherine, but I'd throw in there also, you know, industrial property is generally easily replaceable. You can put it up fairly quickly. Very low cap rates for that I do struggle with. That said, the tailwinds remain in place, so but on valuation grounds, it's a hold.
Next up, we've got Flight Centre, founded and run by Graham Turner. Still clearly experiencing a bit of the wrath from COVID-19. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy for us. For the patient investor, I'd probably suggest. When the economy gets going again post-COVID, people can travel. We think it'll recover well. And we also think a lot of its competitors won't be in the same shape they were prior to. So we have a lot of reasons to like it, but it'll still suffer the ups and downs until COVID passes fully.
Well, it's definitely going up and down. That much is certain. Its stores are still shut. Buy, hold or sell on Flight Centre?
Look, it's a hold for us. I can see Bruce's points and they're, you know, positive, and you'll get some positive, you know, news flow coming through. But at the same time, these businesses are being overvalued versus what they're transacting for offshore at 6 or 7 times multiples. So for us, we look at Flight Centre and we just think long term, no.
Next up, we've got Mineral Resources, really capitalising on that commodities boom. Buy, hold or sell?
Oh, I'm going to be boring again and say it's a hold. It's one of those stocks that has a really important catalyst coming up in the next couple of weeks, and that is the fact that currently their iron ore operations is only 17 million. It looks like the WA government could grant them a licence to increase the port capacity in Port Hedland, in which case they will be able to grow their iron ore book from, you know, 17 million tonnes up towards 100 million with the whole West Pilbara opening up. So it's a really important catalyst for this company in the next few weeks.
What a stunning performance Mineral Resources had over the last 12 months, up around 130%. Nice little dividend yields. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a hold for us. Really, I think it's based on the iron ore price being unsustainable at its current levels. It's had supply constraints, excess demand for the shorter term. We don't see iron ore staying where it's at. So on that, we wouldn't buy.
Well, our final stock is WiseTech, obviously one of the WACC stocks. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy for us. It's creating a platform business in a really complicated area. When you look at retailers and they're just in time, warehousing and the like, they do need supply chains to operate efficiently. It's reinvesting a lot into its product. It's a very good quality business. It's much like if you look at a Domain or a Seek, creating a platform business in an area that has real benefit to the end users, so we like it a lot.
Catherine, you'll have to excuse the pun, but the WiseTech share price has really waxed and waned over the last 12 months. Buy, hold or sell?
Look, it's a hold from us as well. I think, look, the CEO keeps selling stock, or the founder keeps selling stock, which is never a great sign. I think he's down to about 40% now, but they've actually proven that they've got organic growth, and the market had big questions over the last couple of years over their organic growth strategy, and they've proven through COVID with Cargo One that they can continue to grow seats. So, you know, the valuation offset, though, means it's more of a hold for us.
Well, the experts are right. Good management equals a good company. But it turns out the founders may not be so wise after all. If you've enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell, make sure you subscribe to LiveWire's YouTube channel for more.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.